Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, and joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out each week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Jason, welcome to the show. Mike Haas here in New Orleans, and Deuce McAllister is in Arkansas, where he's working for the SEC Network, and we're going to talk Saints in Seattle, of course. But tell me a little bit about Baldy's Breakdowns and kind of what you guys go through and what's that all about?
First, I just want to apologize if it's a little crazy here. I'm at our little guy's elementary school night. They're showing a movie on a projector here outside of school, so it's a little crazy. I get a chance every week to talk football with Baldy. We kind of go over what's on his mind. You know, he does such great video breakdowns on Twitter and other social media outlets. And, you know, we kind of try to highlight the things that he's catching with his eye. You know, so we play some of the hits and obviously talk about some of the great players in this game, but also shine a light on a lot of guys who, unless you're really watching the film, you might not understand how much they're contributing and producing.
Jason, what is it like just working with Baldy and just trying to keep him, I don't want to call him under control, but, you know, just trying to keep him, hey, look, we got to watch this and we got to move on, because he's going to hit that rewind like 30 times. Now, trust me, I know it.
Yeah, no, you know what? A lot of times the way our schedules work, we don't have a whole lot of wiggle room. We better get it right on the first take, because we don't get a ton of time where we both can sit down at the same place for a period of time and get the work done. So I get a very focused Baldy. And honestly, he has done so much work already there at NFL Films that by the time we get on the computer together, you know, he's pretty much got a handle on what happened the previous week and what he's excited to see the upcoming week.
Definitely understand that. Wanted to get your opinion of this Saints team, I guess the first half of the season, and just get your overall thoughts on how they have played and where do you think this team could really where they could go, you know, potentially as far as season is concerned.
You know, I thought that they are a playoff team. I think they can be a playoff team. I'm incredibly impressed with how they've handled the unique adversity that they experienced as a franchise, individually and collectively, having to uproot themselves, being away from family, you know, worried about people back home. Temporary homes, no real home game, right? Living out of a hotel in Texas, and to fight like they have, to play like they have, I think is indicative of the quality franchise that they have built, and the stewardship of Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton and that staff. And I think a lot of times you'd see teams say, "Man, I don't know if I want to buy in October." Well, it probably came at the perfect time. You know, these guys getting a chance to reset themselves a little bit. And I'm excited about what's to come. You know, I heard you guys talking about Jameis there a little bit in the update or whatever. I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be some highs and lows with him, but I think it's certainly been more good than bad. We know what they can do defensively. I just think it's a balanced football team that is going to be playing for something when we get into the final weeks of the season.
Jason, a couple of questions. First off, what's the movie?
You know what? I don't even know what the movie is. We got here a little late. I thought it was somebody else texting me, one of my friends. I thought it was like, was it Moana or something like that? Because it's like a lot of music going on and it's a cartoon. I don't even know. It's about a talented guitarist, it seems like, an animated film. But yeah, I'm not fully up on it.
That's Soul.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's not Soul. That, because I know that one. I do know that one. This is different. I don't know. I'm not near my little guy right now myself. Like, I tried to go over it was quieter. So, like, it's not like I could just say, like, hey, Mateo, what movie is this again? Like, I believe it or not, I don't know what it sounds like, but I'm, like, pretty far removed from any kids. But it's pretty
not
loud.
Bad. You're good. I was just curious.
You're good, yeah. But you could tell the guys with young kids when you said just that amount.
Yep. So the same question kind of for Seattle as Deuce had asked about New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, 2-4, and they say it's not panic mode, not desperation, but it can't be far away.
No, I think it's pretty bad. Look, I think Russell Wilson's covered up a lot of warts there for a long time. And now with him out for a considerable period of time, I don't think this is going to be like Teddy Bridgewater replacing Drew Brees for you guys a few years back. This is very different. They're hit or miss in the run game. You know, Alex Collins can show up here or there, but, you know, Carson seemingly always hurt. It's kind of fits and starts from that standpoint. They haven't been able to get Metcalf going. Teams have really kind of started to focus on Lockett, you know, recently and had some better success about him. And defensively, it's just a mess. You know, no pass rush, guys getting exposed in coverage. They make that trade with the Jets. They kind of want to make Jamal Adams the focal point of that defense. But I'm sorry. I think you got to kind of hide him, at least in coverage, and put him one-on-one on tight ends. Not much is working there for them right now. And quietly, you know, Seattle hasn't been the fortress it once was. You know, they've lost some games at home the last few years, even with Russell Wilson. Like that Giants game last year, you're thinking, how the hell did that happen? So I think the Saints are in bad shape. I think the Saints know they're in bad shape. And I think by the time Russell Wilson comes back, you know, week 11, I'm told, is the earliest. I think they might be playing for draft position rather than playoff position.
Yeah, their two wins have been on the road, not at home.
Yeah. And they, you know, they got off to that fast start, and they had all systems firing early against the Colts, and they're blowing up that cover two and cover three, and Lockett's running behind safeties. But I bet that feels like a long time ago for them right now.
Jason, I got to ask you just about Alvin Kamara and just your overall thoughts on him. And,
yeah.
You know, this year he's probably had to carry the football a lot more.
Yeah.
I know he's had to carry it a lot more and not the traditional weapon outside. Have you been surprised how durable, one, he's been? And I'm going to knock on wood when I even talk about
it.
But, you know, just him overall as a player and just the growth that he has had as a, you know, running back. Just wanted to get your thoughts on
that. I think he's probably a little underappreciated this year because, you know, I guess from a fantasy football standpoint, you might look at some of those box scores and say, well, man, he didn't get me, you know, 55 points this week. It wasn't like he caught 12 balls and, you know what I mean, ended this and that. But it's clear they're running that thing through him. They need him to keep them sort of on script, right? They don't want Jameis in second and 12, you know what I mean, right? Like, the more you can do to put him in situations that are conducive to staying within himself and not turning it over, the better. And I think Alvin's a big part of that process. I mean, there's not many backs in the league who are more complete than him. I mean, Deuce, you would know better than me, having actually done it. But I marvel at what he does. And yeah, you're definitely pulling for durability because he's carrying a heavy load. He's probably going to continue to carry a pretty heavy load, and he's a truly indispensable player for that football team, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Jason, Deuce and I are both parents, so we got to let you go. We got to let you head back to your son. Enjoy the movie. We appreciate your time.
Sorry. I didn't know I was when I said I could do this. I did not know this was movie night, so
it's
I apologize.
All right. We're all good, man. We're like I say, we're parents. We get it. You snuck away. You did your job, and so get back to your son.
Appreciate you guys. Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
And that was Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfour. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason as Deuce talked about, with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. So thanks to Jason. More with Deuce and the Moose here on Fans and the Pros on WLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app on the home of the Saints, LSU, NFL, and prep football, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.